Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is November 5th, 2025. We're going on an urgent live tonight, given the situation that has happened. We have a lot to get into tonight. We're going for it tonight. So there's going to be a lot of probably strong things said tonight. So buckle up and prepare yourselves as we go forth in this. And so I want to say hi to people that are jumping on right now. Okay, let's see. I see Arizona, multiple Arizonas. Thank you for praying for New York. I feel like Daniel in Babylon right now in some ways. Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Welcome. God bless you. Golden Valley, Arizona. Gardner, Alabama. Oh, Gardendale, Alabama. God bless you. Oh, let's see. Texas. God bless Texas. Upstate New York. Welcome, welcome. Hope the weather improves in Jesus' name. Western Australia, hello to our international audience that are coming in. We're very happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see. Oh, 1776 all over again. It's looking that way, isn't it? Virginia, Pennsylvania, Round Rock, Texas. God bless Texas. We love our Texas family as well. Centennial, Colorado, Southeast Missouri, Michigan. God bless you. Let's see. Oregon, Plattsburgh, New York. The things I have to tell you tonight are going to blow your mind. It really, really is going to blow your mind. Some of these things we are going to blow the lid off of tonight. Saskatchewan, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors and friends in Canada. I see Oregon as well. Alabama. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. New Mexico. Hello to our friends in New Mexico as well. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. South Carolina. Michigan. Delray Beach, Florida. Let's see who else. Northwest Missouri, Daytona Beach, Florida. Sydney, Australia. Hello, hello. Oh, I see multiple Floridas, Georgias as well. God bless you. South Africa. Hello to our friends in South Africa. We're so happy to have you here tonight. Adirondack Mountains. God bless you. That's about 2 hours north of us. Oh, and we'll do a few in Norfolk, England. Hello to our friends in England watching. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Wichita, Kansas. God bless you and hello. Scotland. Hello. God bless you in Scotland watching us tonight as well. Louisiana. Queens, New York. The boroughs. The boroughs better rally. And I'm serious right now. They better get together in a huge army here and start the rallying cry when it comes to this. Joplin, Missouri, God bless you. Hello also to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord before, I always do that, but especially tonight. We're going to give this over to the Lord and we're going to jump in because we're really going to let it rip tonight on multiple levels. So let's give this over to the Lord, show him the reverence and the praise he is due, and let him go before us in this, and we're going to prophetically take off tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you this day. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge, Father God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins, the Passover lamb. He willingly died for our sins at Calvary. He purchased us with the highest price, the shedding of his own blood. He paid that price in full. He reconciled us back to you. He redeemed us. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back to be with the Father, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing. before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall, let your power, your authority, your might, your truth saturate the atmosphere of this place. Father, let your power and your might mightily go forth, Father God, tonight. Let just your glory fill this place. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and speak and utter what the Lord wants said tonight and minister to those watching. Father, go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Order our steps, order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to fill this place, to surround the skies, the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, let them go ahead and clear the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now we take authority and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hex, vex, spell, voodoo, sorcery, witchcraft, any form of dark arts or weaponized demonic activity. Sabotage, harm, threats, stealing, killing, destroying, interference. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated, Lord, for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Any curse, anyone attempts to speak against us in the name of Jesus Christ, I command it be reversed upon the heads of the senders now sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. Lord, your word says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, Father. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is your footstool, Father God. Every breath we take is because your spirit filled a mold of the dust of the earth and created man. We owe you every breath, Father God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Lord, we speak life today, Father God, and we ask, Lord, for that dunamis power from on high, Father God, to mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Fill our vessels, Father God. We are receptacles for your glory. Fill us full with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God, from the seven spirits of the living God, as we mightily go forth tonight, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Father God. We submit to what you want, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast right now, we would very much appreciate it. Given the nature of what is happening, you can also like and subscribe and hit the notification bell as well, because we have, I'm just trying to get my notes up here and see where they went, because we got a lot to get into here. Now, it seems as if New York City has fallen, given what has happened. I have a lot to get into with this, so I'm going to methodically, prophetically, powerfully go through this with you, because there is a lot more to this than meets the eye. I will tell you that some of the things I'm about to tell you are going to blow your mind when it comes to this prophetically and what really is coming together in alliances, what's really happening, another prophetic timeline that the enemy has attempted to cast here, and how we as the people of God can identify it and can actually intercede and see a divine reversal go forth in this. So I will tell you today, I was hearing in my spirit that Hakeem Jeffries is going to be removed for what he has done. Because Hakeem Jeffries helped sell the people as slaves, the foolish sheep that went along to the slaughter. He helped do it. So I am going to tell you that first of all. Chuck Schumer, he's not off the hook either. I also want to show you something. Obama's own words, what he said about using government shutdowns as weapons to get your way and to try to take elections. So he said this when he was in office. The clip is about 2 minutes. I'm going to play this for you now, and then we're really going to take off into this.
Or worse, unless I gut or repeal the Affordable Care Act. I said this yesterday, let me repeat it. That's not going to happen. More than 100 million Americans currently already have new benefits and protections under the law. On Tuesday, about 40 million more Americans will be able to finally buy quality, affordable health care, just like anybody else. Those marketplaces will be open for business on Tuesday, no matter what, even if there's a government shutdown. That's a done deal. As I've said before, if Republicans have specific ideas on how to genuinely improve the law, rather than gut it, rather than delay it, rather than repeal it, I'm happy to work with them on that through the normal democratic processes. But that will not happen under the threat of a shutdown. So over the next 3 days, House Republicans will have to decide whether to join the Senate and keep the government open or shut it down because they can't get their way on an issue that has nothing to do with the deficit. I realize that a lot of what's taking place right now is political grandstanding, but this grandstanding has real effects on real people. If the government shuts down on Tuesday, military personnel, including those risking their lives overseas for us right now, will not get paid on time. Federal loans for rural communities, small business owners, families buying a home will be frozen. I'm already starting to get letters from people worried that this will have an impact on them directly. Critical research into life-saving discoveries will be immediately halted. The federal government has a large role across the country.
Well, well, well. I guess if the Lord can speak through the mouth of an ass, I guess he could speak through the mouth of Barack Obama, because what he just said there is exactly what Democrats just went and did. What he said back then about using the government shutdown as a weapon to get your way is exactly what his own party just went and did. They used it as a weapon to get their way. And I'm going to tell you something. Republicans better start growing a backbone. And we're going to get into that. Better start growing a backbone instead of laying down and letting this play out and thinking it's going to work in their favor. Now, I'm going to say this. The Democratic Party is about to enter the greatest time in catastrophe for itself because it has chosen the path of self-destruction. It has chosen the path of stealing, killing, and destroying. And I believe it's about to enter one of the greatest times of catastrophe for itself, in the middle of a hostile takeover, imploding from within. And I believe we're going to watch this publicly play out. They think this is a victory. They have actually opened a Pandora's box on themselves. So yes, did they win all those the states that were at play last night? Yes, they did. Do I think it's going to open a Pandora's box? Yes, I do. And we're going to get into the Republican side in a moment. But I am going to tell you this too. I also think and believe that the Tucker Carlsons, the Candace Owens, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Nick Fuentes's and others helped to create this situation. Not that they are fully at fault for what happened in New York City, but they helped to create a vacuum that we see unfolding. And since they like to talk about the Conservative Party rapidly changing, well, so will their platforms as well. Their rhetoric helped in some ways to push Mamdani's campaign along and get him elected. And since they want to be linked to such and become I guess the conservative party wants to move in the direction to become the most superficial conservative party of pseudo-righteousness that ever existed. The conservative party is not changing for the better. It is mutating into a beast of its own identity politics. It's morphing into the liberal party woke in its own nature, with a thin film of conservative ideas just covering enough to give an impression of such. It's not America first. It's American sabotage. And there's a difference there. Now, don't worry, I'm going to get to other groups culpable in this as well. Don't you worry, I'm going to get there. You know, it makes me think back to what Samuel said to Saul when he said, "You have rejected the word of the Lord, therefore the Lord has rejected you." And this moment makes me think back to that. And you know, whoever brings the monster to life usually are the ones who fall by their own creation. So let that be the warning. Now, Republicans, you lost because you did not heed the warning of Matthew 7, 24 through 27. So everyone who hears the words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish, stupid man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. Notice the verses 24 through 27. Well, isn't that interesting? The election happened in 2024. And now we're in the years 2025 to 2027, a window I'm going to talk about. That is the warning for this window. That is the warning right now for the Republican Party. Either establish yourself on something solid and faith-filled and tangible, because the sand that's gotten into every crack and crevice of the Republican Party, you think this is bad? Wait till the midterms come. You think this is bad? If they don't move that foundation out of the sand real fast, this is a cross section of what the midterms are going to look like. This is a cross section of it. And if the Republicans don't get onto something tangible and don't stop with their own brand of wokeism, it ain't going to be America first in 2026. It ain't even going to be any close to that. So this is, I believe the Lord is allowing this in order to really call to the carpet what is happening within the party that claims that they stand for values and morality and faith in Almighty God and family. And I believe they have allowed the sand of the Middle East and the sand of conservative podcasters and their foundational issues, and they have allowed the sand of the world into every crack and crevice. And now they look more like they're playing identity politics than they are actually invoking real solutions in these states. Real solutions, tangible solutions that people actually can measure. So think about that as we go forth tonight. And it's going to get, trust me, this is, we're just getting started here with all of this. But I want to start sharing with you some things prophetically surrounding this election, because there are things surrounding this election that we have to talk about. Now, everything I'm about to show you prophetically has a 9/11 thread in it. There's a reason why this election happened in this year. There's a reason why we saw what we saw last night. Everything I'm about to show you prophetically, and we're going to get into prophetic words too, has a 9/11 thread. Now, let's begin. The eve before the most consequential election in New York City's history, Dick Cheney, the vice president, during the George W. Bush era died the eve before the election. Now, we're going to get into a few things here, but I want to read to you two words from the Lord having to do with this first. April 2nd, 2021. A burning bush, this you shall see, as past presidents' families now in this time are pressed and family wealth burned for their crimes. For I, the Lord, have decreed and sealed the judgment for the time of grace, for the wicked have thinned out, and one after the other shall fall down. Suddenly many shall drop to the floor and be no more. For I, the Lord, shall settle a score that goes back to his speech 47 years ago, our forefathers, dot, dot, dot. That was Abraham Lincoln. That speech. Okay. Now, Dick Cheney was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he died in Lincoln, Nebraska. May 29th, 2025, word of the Lord, global judgment at the altar of pride. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beasts, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, which is what New York City is in right now, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride capital shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. Now, the eve before the election, Dick Cheney dies. We are in a two-year window that equals 9/11. 2025 to 2027 is a two-year window that literally equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. The eve before the election, within the 9/11 window, okay? The eve before the election, during a government shutdown that began October 1st, 2025, a date that also equals 9/11, 10 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, in a month, the month of November 2025, which is the 11th month, that entire month equals 9/11. So, on top of that, on the eve before the election for the most consequential election in New York City's history, which New York City happens to be ground zero for 9/11, Dick Cheney, the vice president during 9/11, dies right before the election. Now, you tell me that's an accident. You tell me that that's not prophetically connected to this time we are in of 9/11. So I'll say it again. Within the two-year window of 2025 to 2027 that we're in that equals 9/11, during a government shutdown that started on a date that equals 9/11, on the eve before the most consequential election in history, in a month, November 11th month, 2025, that entire month equals 9/11. The vice president, who was the vice president during 9/11, dies on the eve before the most consequential election in New York City's history, which happens to be ground zero for 9/11. Now you tell me that prophetically, there are not things when it comes to 9/11 that are playing out before our very eyes. Now, that happened. Two other events happened that I want to talk about. And then we're going to get into the timeline, okay? Two other events I want to talk about. So let's put up this article. Reported bomb threat halts Washington flights. Video shows plane offloaded. That actually happened election day, okay? And I'll tell you this too before we, I want to backtrack for a minute. We're about to see a burning bush moment here. Dick Cheney dying on the eve before this election with so many 9/11s surrounding this, we're about to see a burning bush moment when it comes to this. Watch what happens. Okay, so bomb threat. Okay, so a bomb threat prompted planes at Ronald Reagan National Airport, just outside of Washington, D.C., to be grounded on Tuesday. Okay. FBI confirmed that the airport, one of the nation's busiest, grounded planes after reports of a bomb threat around 11. There's the number again, 20 a.m. The threat was directed towards United Airlines flight traveling from Houston, Texas. Now, here's the key here. Houston, Texas to Washington, D.C. area airport, U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says. Okay. On election day, right after Dick Cheney dies the eve before, this flight takes off from George Bush International Airport. United flight on election day takes off from George Bush International Airport. Okay. A bomb threat is reported on a United flight that left from George Bush International Airport, who happened to be the president during 9/11, after the eve before the vice president dies, who was the vice president during 9/11. It takes off from Bush and it's headed to Reagan. It's headed to Reagan in Washington, D.C. Bush and Reagan both had assassination attempts against them, so watch for another round of this now. Okay, first of all, so just intercede and pray. Now I'm going to connect this more for you. I'm going to connect this more. November, okay, we're in the two-year window that equals 9/11. November, the entire month equals 9/11. Okay, we have the election. Election day, this is happening. Now, I'm going to take you back to January for a minute. Reagan International Airport, January 29th, 2025. That, within that date, is 9/11. 2 plus 9 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. And American Airlines, American Eagle, collides with a Black Hawk helicopter on a date that equals 9/11. Now, that's January. Election day, Reagan Airport, okay, bomb threat, United Airlines, that took off from Bush International Airport, right? So on election day, you now have a United Airlines flight that takes off from Bush Airport, headed to Reagan, the same place the American Airlines American Eagle plane had an issue back in January, and a bomb threat is reported. While New York City, ground zero for 9/11, is facing its most consequential historic election in history. The Reagan Airport incident in January that happened on a date that equals 9/11, and the bomb threat that happened the day of the election from Bush to Reagan are 8 months and 6 days apart. Those two incidents are 8 months and 6 days apart, 86. So you have 8 months, 6 days apart, 86, with the 47th president in office, 86-47. Remember James Comey put out 86-47, May 15th, 2025, which also happens to be a date that equals 9/11. That was the date 86-47 was put out. And that September 11th, 2001, the date that 9/11 happened to May 15, 2025 is exactly 8,647 days apart. And now you have 8 months and 6 days exactly between the Reagan American Airlines American Eagle incident and now the bomb threat from a United flight that takes off from Bush, who was the president during 9/11, headed to Reagan. So you have America United. Bomb threat in the month of 9/11, having to do with the election in New York City, that's ground zero for 9/11. I'm warning you, this is all connected. This is all connected because the enemy is precise and specific about how he chooses target dates and what he does in order to try to align what he wants to accomplish. This is what we're watching happen. You want to go further with this? Charlie Kirk, 9/11 bloodshed in order to power an altar. So this is a recurring theme. That in the realm of the spirit, they are trying to align in the natural in order to bring forth something in this nation. So this is why you keep seeing this. Now, to go further with this, at the same time this bomb threat is going on Election Day, a UPS cargo plane crashes. Now, I'm going to show you the connection here. Here's what we know about the deadly UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky. Day of the election, as the bomb threat's going on from Bush International Airport, United. Now, think about this. You have Bush International Airport. You have a United flight. You have it going to Reagan. Back in January, you had the American Airlines flight going to Reagan. America United, 911. They're doing it again. They're just doing it in a different way. But the same symbolism, the same airlines, the same airports, the symbolism, they're doing it again. Now, here's what we know about this plane crash that happened, this horrific plane crash. Now, UPS flight 2976, UPS, the U stands for United, United crash, United States crash. UPS flight 2976 crashed around 5:15 p.m. 5:15. Wasn't it May 15th, 5:15, that James Comey put out 8647 that we just went over? I'm telling you, this is all connected. This is all a 9/11 thread. Local time on Tuesday, November 4th, after departing from Louisville, I want you to hear this. After departing from Louisville, Muhammad Ali International Airport, flight 2976, departing from an airport that's first name is Muhammad, on Election Day of all days, and it's United Parcel Service. United Airlines was also involved in 9/11. This happens to be United Parcel Service, but it's connected by that word. Let me explain how this horrific crash ties to everything on Election Day and everything that just happened. We're in the month that equals 9/11. It's 11th month, and then 2025, you add that together, you get 9. So we're in the month that is 9/11. On Election Day, this plane crashes with the most consequential and historic election in New York City, ground zero for 9/11. It was flight 2976. 2,976 people died during 9/11. It took off from an airport that's name was Muhammad. This is why the Lord has me continuing on this, because in the realm of the spirit, this is on a collision course with the natural, not only for New York City, but for the nation. 2,976 people died on 9/11, and this plane was flight 2976, taking off on Election Day with New York City, ground zero for 9/11, being at stake from an airport named Muhammad. First name was Muhammad. Now, I know Muhammad Ali was a famous boxer, but the first name was Muhammad. Now, Rosh Hashanah, the first Rosh Hashanah with Mamdani as mayor in New York City 2026 will begin on September 11th, 9/11. The message on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the day the government shut down, was repent 9/11. It's the day of repentance, October 1st, 2025. You add that together, you get 9/11. 10 plus 1 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. This keeps happening over and over and over again. So, and we're in that window. We're in the 2025 to 2027 two-year window of 9/11, right? Yom Kippur had a theme of that 9/11 attached to it. Rosh Hashanah 2026 begins on 9/11. Now, to go even deeper with this, the average empire survives 250 years before falling. America's 250th anniversary is July 4th, 2026, 4 months before the midterms. Rosh Hashanah 9/11 is 1.5 months after America's 250th. Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani, is elected 8 months to the exact day before America's 250th. Did you know that President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill that was signed on July 4th, 2025, another date that equals 9/11, 7 plus 4 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, is Public Law 119-21, 9/11. Did you know that the Congress that's in session that began January 3rd, 2025 is the 119th Congress, 119, and will conclude January 3rd, 2027? So within the 2-year window that equals 9/11, you have the 9/11 Congress. Because it's Congress 119. So let me lay this out for you. I'm going to lay it out for you. President Trump's two presidencies, he was the 45th and now he's the 47th, equals 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11, 9/11. He is the president within the 2-year window that equals 9/11, 2025 to 2027, with the 119th Congress in session, which equals 9/11. And the big, beautiful bill that was signed into public law on a date that equals 9/11 and happens to be Public Law 119-21, 9/11, during a government shutdown that we're going through now that began 10-1-2025, which also equals 9/11, while the most historic election in history for New York City was ground zero for 9/11, is happening in the month of 11-2025, which also happens to equal 9/11. And upcoming within all this window, you have Rosh Hashanah 2026 that happens to begin on 9/11. Do you think the Lord is trying to warn not only us as believers, but the administration and Congress about the emergency we are in this nation enduring? Could it be any more clear what they want to do to this nation? The alarm that's being sounded, the 911 alarm, the emergency, the wake-up call. Could it be any more clear that these things are aligning? And I know people thought for a moment that when I started on this 9/11 kick months ago, people thought I lost my mind for a moment. Some people were like, oh, I don't like this. I don't get this. Do you get it now? It's okay for prophets to look crazy for a moment. We get redeemed by history, praise God. The Lord allows events to happen and we get vindicated. This is not an accident. This is a prophetic pattern of what is trying to be aligned in the realm of the Spirit to bring catastrophe to this nation. You know why Trump is the 9/11 president? Because he was going to endure emergency after emergency. It was going to be a season of urgency, emergency, of enemies rising, of threats advancing, of the enemy strategizing, of territory taking. This is why he needs prayer, because this is heavy. I even feel it saying it, all of this. This is heavy. And the Lord is warning us to recognize these things so then we can intercede and pray and rise as the people of God. Now I'm going to say this also before we get into this another prophetic timeline here that's been activated. I'm going to say this. I'm going to address the Jews in New York City. The Jews in New York City, and not all of them, but the Jewish vote went in Mamdani's favor. You Jews keep running to Egypt and the Arabs for help and to make alliances, thinking it's going to change. You foolish, stiff-necked people. You keep doing this, and then when you make a mess, you want the country and the world to bail you out. And you cry out to Hashem after you spiritually flipped him off. You want him to deliver you again. This is why these voices, these conservative podcasters that I've mentioned, have been able to gain traction, because you keep doing things like this. The Jewish vote broke in Mamdani's favor. Don't try to force us to remember the rise of Hitler and the Holocaust or the Ottoman Empire and the rise of that and what happened if your memory is so short you can't remember it yourselves. Or 9/11. Apparently, New York City and all their flesh and pride has developed dementia and somehow forgotten all about 9/11. Well, they're about to get a highly sobering reminder, because if the Muslims now pillage New York City, Mamdani is not going to stop them. When your families are threatened, like they're being threatened in England, don't you dare go looking to the rest of the country. You have chosen your Saul. You have chosen your Haman. You have chosen it. And now the Jews and New York City literally helped to elect Haman. The man has Haman in his name. He's got Haman in his name. The Jews and New York City literally helped to elect Haman. And you know what's going to happen from that? A decree of destruction is going to go out. A decree of destruction is going to go out. Now, I'm saying this because there comes a point where the people of God have to be held accountable for their behavior, Jew and Gentile. And if the Jews are rejecting what the Lord wants, he's going to give you a Saul. He's going to give you a Haman. Hashem's going to give it to you. And then you're going to end up crying out to him for deliverance because of foolish decisions. Now, it's not just them, but they made a great difference. I believe it was over 38% of the vote, the Jewish vote, went to Mamdani. Over 38%. That's a crisis. That's a crisis of faith within your people, because you have forgotten where you've come from. You have forgotten your history. You have forgotten what's happened to you. But you want us to remember. And this is why we're watching these things unfold. And I know it's not all the Jewish people in New York City, but I'm saying a good amount of them. A good amount of them sold their own people to the wolves in this. Now, prophetically speaking, I'm going to give you some hope here. And I, you know, what I'm saying is this too. I wouldn't be surprised if there was funny business going on in this election. There probably was. They probably, you know, fudge numbers, did all sorts of things, but I'm saying you had a growing group of faith-filled people in that city that were supporting him. And that should have never been. That's what I'm saying. That is a crisis point. And I am sure they did things to try to rig and to try to bait and switch, and they did all sorts of things that will come out. But I'm saying there's a crisis point here with this as well. Now, prophetically, I'm going to give you some hope. Because unfortunately, New York City is going to have to learn a grave lesson before that hope comes. But it's coming. Now, I will say this too. I don't believe Mamdani is going to serve his full term. I don't believe he's going to serve his full term as mayor. You know how I know this? Because it's following a prophetic timeline. When Haman has arisen, that means there are Esthers and Mordecais being positioned. When Haman rises, it means Esthers and Mordecais are being positioned. And let's go back to the book of Esther to see what the enemy has attempted to cast and reverse engineer, so we know as the people of God what to be speaking into the situation. I want you to keep in mind too, that King Ahasuerus in the book of Esther was Persian. Haman was from Amalek. He was from the line of Amalek. The Persian king, when he found out Haman's plot, is the one who had him destroyed. Keep that in mind as we go forth in this. Now, and pray for the Jewish people right now that their eyes open fast enough to have that Esther Mordecai moment. Pray for them, because too many of them walk around stiff-necked and deceived right now. And it gives conservative podcasters who have gone woke right a platform to make points that then muddy up and muck up situations. Now, Esther 3, verses 1 through 5. I'm going to take you through this prophetic timeline so you understand what we're looking at right now. What we are looking at. Esther 3, 1 through 5. We're going to start there. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha. Promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes who were with him. Now, Haman came from the disobedience of Saul. Saul didn't destroy Amalek. Haman was birthed out of Saul's disobedience. Okay, so right now, Zoram Mamdani was birthed into mayor out of New York City's disobedience and its leaders before him. Okay, verse 2. And all the king's servants who were with the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage. Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin, which is interesting. You know why? Because Mamdani is threatening to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu if he comes to New York City. Well, it was Mordecai from the tribe of Benjamin who wouldn't bow or pay homage to Haman. Verse 3, then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, why do you transgress the king's command? Now it happened when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay homage, Haman was filled with wrath. That's verse 5, we're in the year 2025. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. So Haman campaigns, gets himself promoted to a seat of prominence in the citadel, where now he's got the ability to try to destroy the people of God. Okay, Esther, that's what we're watching unfold. We have just seen that happen yesterday. Last night, we saw this happen. Esther 3, verse 7. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot before Haman, to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Now, interestingly enough, the 12th month on our calendar is December. The month of Adar, which is the 12th month, that's March to April. Now, Esther 3:7, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, this happened. In the 12th year, Haman cast lots. 12 years ago, in 2013, Obama is inaugurated for a second term. And a government shutdown occurred that lasted 16 days. 12 years later, 2025, this is the 12th year from that, after you have, again, a government shutdown, you have not only Obama involving himself with Zoran Mamdani, but you have Zoran Mamdani, who comes from that line of Amalek, elected. What does it say in Esther 3:7? In the 12th year, this happens. The 12th year is when Haman cast the lot for the destruction of God's people. So at the beginning of March 2026 is Purim this year. This coming year of 2026, at the beginning of it, beginning of March, is Purim. Purim is marked by a blood moon. Purim 2025 was marked by a blood moon. Purim 2026 is marked by a blood moon. Zoram Mamdani, who has Haman in his name, was elected in between those two Purims, being marked by blood moons. This is why I'm telling you, this has everything to do with a prophetic timeline in the book of Esther. I'm going to tell you, March to April is high alert time. March to April is high alert time. And next month in December, you may see one of the most insatiable power moves that you have ever seen when it comes to New York City. Now, Esther 3, verses 8 through 9. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Now, the Jews were, in a way, captives there because they disobeyed the Lord. They disobeyed the command of the Lord. So now they're throughout the provinces, right? Of King Ahasuerus's rule. Verse 9, if it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it to the king's treasuries. Well, Zoram Mamdani had a whole bunch of money funneled by George Soros into his campaign, tens of millions of dollars funneled into his campaign. I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasuries. Esther 3, verses 12 through 15. Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the first month, and a decree was written according to all that Haman commanded, that the king's satraps to the governors who were over each province, like Kathy Hochul of New York, to the officials of all people, to every province according to its script, and to every people in their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus, it was written and sealed with the king's signet ring. Verse 13, and the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. 13 plus 12 happens to equal 25, which is the year we are in, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possessions. Verse 14, a copy of the document was to be issued as law in every province, being published for all the people, that they should be ready for that day. The couriers went out, hastened by the king's command, and the decree was proclaimed in Shushan, the citadel capital. So the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. So the king and Haman sat down to drink, to toast the fact they were going to destroy. But the city of Shushan was perplexed. What's going on in New York City right now? They're perplexed. What's going on in the nation right now? They're perplexed. Esther chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, because Mordecai tears his clothes, puts on sackcloth and ashes. Esther sends one of the eunuchs out to find out why Mordecai is so upset, shares everything with the eunuch. He goes to Esther. Esther tries to send clothes for him. He refuses. And then Mordecai responds to Esther with this edict. And he says in Esther 4, 13 through 14, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. You hear that, New York City? You hear that, Christians in New York City right now? You hear that, Jews? For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place or for the city, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And I just felt that, saying that. I felt the presence of the Lord in saying that. Esther 4, 15. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Here is our answer when this, with Haman being promoted. Here is our answer with the decree of destruction going out, that will go out. Because Mamdani is a puppet. Haman was a puppet. Mamdani is a puppet. Here is our answer. President Trump needs to call for a national day of fasting and prayer. He needs to literally call for 3 days of it. President Trump, I implore you, with all due respect, you call for a national 3-day prayer and fasting. 3 days, just like in the book of Esther. 3 days of prayer and fasting nationally. That's what broke the grip in the realm of the spirit that set up for the divine reversal, because the Lord saw his people humble themselves and fast and pray. We need this in this nation right now. We need this. And Mike Johnson, you should be leading this too. Senator Johnson, with all due respect, you should be the one calling for this right now with the president. 3 days of fasting and prayer nationally. You should be the one leading the charge. You are a man of faith, and God put you in that position to spiritually bring down strongholds, not to squabble frivolous matters with the Democrats. He put you in that position because of your faith, not your bargaining ability. Use it right now. Use it. Use it. Esther 5:9. So Haman went out that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate and that he did not stand or tremble before him, he was filled with indignation against Mordecai. Esther 5:14. So he really wants to destroy Mordecai, because Mordecai won't bow. Esther 5:14. Then his wife Zeresh, Haman's wife Zeresh, and all his friends said to him, "Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high. And in the morning, suggest to the king that Mordecai be hanged on it. Then go merrily with the king to the banquet," because Esther fasted. She went before the king. The king spared her life because she wasn't called to the king. And that was a rule in that court. He puts the golden scepter. She touches it. Her life gets spared. She invites Haman and the king to a banquet. So Haman, because pride is going to be his judge and jury, pride cometh before destruction. Pride always has to go ahead of destruction. And a haughty spirit before a big fall, he builds a gallows 50 feet high for the whole citadel to see, to hang Mordecai on. And the thing pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made. Now, Esther 6:1-14. That night, the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers, who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Then the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" In Esther chapter 2, Mordecai overhears a plot by the king's own guards to assassinate the king. Now that Haman is in place, the Esther 2 moment's going to happen in the nation. Now that Haman is in place, Esther 2, the king's own guards plan to assassinate him, is going to happen. So we need to intercede and pray about that, that it's thwarted. And the king's servants who attended him, saying, "Nothing has been done for him." So the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace to suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows. You see, the Lord purposely gave King Ahasuerus insomnia, so he would ask for the Chronicles to be read, and he would find out that Mordecai really saved his life. Verse 5, the king's servant said to him, "Haman is there standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king asked him, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "Whom would the king delight to honor more than me?" Pride. And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought, which the king has worn, and a horse which the king has ridden, which is a royal crested up, and a royal crest placed on his head. Then let his robe and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on horseback through the city square and proclaim before, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" Verse 10. Then the king said to Haman, "Hurry, take the robe and the horse as you have suggested, and do so for Mordecai, the Jew who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken." So Haman took the robe, verse 11. So verses 9 through 11, right, is the beginning of the reversal in Esther. These verses 9 through 11, verse 11. So Haman took the robe and the horse, arrayed Mordecai, and led him on horseback through the city square, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." Verse 12, after Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house mourning with his head covered. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him." Why? Because God has a covenant. God keeps his covenant. Man is not faithful, but God is faithful. Verse 14, while they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs came and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet, which Esther had prepared. This is the beginning of the divine reversal. Just when Haman thinks he has the position, just when he thinks he has the prominence, just when he's built the gallows, when the decree of destruction has gone out, just when he's about to hang Mordecai, a three-day national prayer and fast is called. And Esther goes into the king and invites them to a banquet. And we begin to watch in the realm of the spirit, those laws begin to operate in the favor of God's people and begin to reverse in the natural the destruction that has gone out. Esther chapter 7, verses 3 through 10. Then Queen Esther answered and said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss." So King Ahasuerus answered and said to Queen Esther, "Who is he and where is he who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing?" And Esther answered, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." Wicked Haman. So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Verse 7, then the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him now by the king. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, "Will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?" As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Now Harbona, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, "Look, the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at the house of Haman. The man that saved your life, King Ahasuerus, the man that exposed the plot against your life, Haman built a gallows to kill him." And that's when the king knew Haman wanted his job. That's when it all started clicking for Ahasuerus that Haman wanted to be king. This was, destroying the people of God was only the first step to take the covering off that, completely off the nation and completely off the king, because he was married to Esther. And therefore he was covered. One sanctifies the other. That's what this was about. Then the king said, "Hang him on it. Hang Haman on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. They also hung Haman's 10 sons. They also hung 10 Nazi officers at Nuremberg. What is happening in New York City is following this timeline of the Book of Esther. This is how I know, now that Haman has been promoted, that a decree of destruction is going to go out, followed by a divine reversal, and Haman forcefully being removed and destroyed from his position. It's following this prophetic timeline. However, the enemy is going to attempt to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, in great measure before that reversal can go forth, because the kingdom of darkness is trying to get ahead of this timeline that has been cast. And you know who else is going to fall for this? You know who else is going to fall in this? That'll have blood on their hands? Governor Kathleen Hochul. Her fall will be twice as great for making an alliance with Haman, for making an alliance with Mamdani to try and save her seat. The rest of New York and the boroughs are going to be done with them. This may be the catalyst, and I'm going to be very honest about this. This may be the Lord allowing this, because this is the catalyst that's going to turn New York State red. This may be the very catalyst that turns New York State red. Red, as in a blood moon. As in Purim. 2025 and 2026. That's in March. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Oh, look at that. That's 8 months too. 8 months after Purim, 2026, marked by another blood moon, is the midterms, when a New York governor will be elected, when Congress will have a referendum, one way or another. Now, I want to go back. I want to read to you Esther 9, verse 11. 9:11. Esther chapter 9, verse 11. On that day, now this is sobering. Esther 9:11 says, on that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. On that day, the number of those who were killed at the citadel in Susa was reported to the king. That's Esther 9:11. These are not accidents. This is prophetic. What is happening? But this may be the very catalyst through a set of Purim-like circumstances and a Purim-like timeline that involves the rise of Haman and then the spectacular fall to turn New York red. This may be exactly why this is being allowed. I'm telling you, this is a prophetic timeline. Haman has just been promoted. The next thing Haman is going to do, Mamdani, is issue some type of decree of destruction that is going to go out and distress the entire city. It's going to go out and it's going to distress the entire city. And then he's going to build the gallows, thinking he's going to destroy the people of God. And just when he thinks there's going to be a divine reversal that goes forth, and he's going to fall instead. I'm telling you, I don't think this man is going to serve his full term. Now, if he comes to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and repents fully, that's different. But right now, Haman is following a prophetic timeline, and Haman didn't serve his full term in the Book of Esther. And this is now aligned. Esther and New York City have aligned, which means the Esther 2 moment, the assassination attempt, the king's guards plotting to assassinate the king, is going to happen. So watch for it. Pray and intercede that it's exposed and thwarted. Now, I want to read to you some words from the Lord here. as we, because we need to talk about prophecy, prophetic words in this. So I want to go back to September 17th, 2022. Word of the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, am turning them to bring forth a new song in this season as the elections approach. And says the Lord thy God, this day you shall see a shock with the elections, very unsettling for those who have been holding hands in the dark on both sides of the aisle, says the Lord. For I shall sever and divide that agreement. I shall sever and divide the way they are casting lots for this nation. Haman, he's talking about this election back in 2022. For I, the Lord thy God, this day, Haman shall not cast lots for this nation. The wicked shall not cast lots. I shall cast lots for the day of their destruction, says the Lord. For they have refused to listen to me in this hour, and my children who have listened, I am raising them up. I am repositioning them. I am reconfiguring them. I am realigning them in this hour in order to bring forth one of the greatest points in history you have ever seen. January 28th, 2025. And says the Lord of hosts, they are coming, says the Lord. They are coming with sword and spear and javelin for the president of the United States. The one called Trump, who is an announcement, who grabs the attention of nations. The ancient spirits that attempt to hold territories within the earth. The Middle East especially. The ones that attempt to grip territories in your nation. New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Detroit, Dearborn. Oh, yes, says the Lord, a plot is being formed and birthed out of Dearborn. Asahel chased and pursued what he was not authorized to do. February 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. It was called the Hamans have gone out to hunt. The Lord literally in February on the cusp of Purim, gives me a word and has me title it, The Hamans Have Gone Out to Hunt. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the prince of the power of the air has gone out amongst the air to attack what is above within the skies, what is within the airwaves, attempting to utilize such to cause that spirit of Haman, that spirit of Amalek, to bring forth an outcry in this hour greater than the former. For it looks to expel and cause another inquisition. It looks to go forth, for Haman has gone out to hunt, says the Lord. Haman has gone out to hunt. On the 13th day of the 12th month, says the Lord, your year within the earth, Haman and the snake, the serpent, are connected, says the Lord. It is collided within the same year. For the super predator is rearing up for a strike, says the Lord, for an attempted strike within your nation of America. 13 plus 12 happens to be 25 also, and that's the year we're in. This is a time, says the Lord, of reckoning, capitals, and of promotion for my people amidst the outcry to destroy. I, the Lord, promoted Esther and Mordecai, says the Lord. The enemy is out for blood. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. However, says the Lord, I have come to give life and life more abundant, capital. I have positioned capital, my people, for promotion who are steadfast in this time, who speak truth, who obey and do my will, says the Lord. My will, and do not speak with a company of voices such as Ahab's prophets did. I am calling the Micaiahs in this time, says the Lord, for it is my truth that will destroy such plans in this time. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, capitals, bridges, says the Lord, watch the bridges in your nation with symbolic names to your freedom, for another round is about to occur with such. Pray and intercede, for some of these plans will falter at the prayer of the saints and will not have the effect desired. The largest bridge in your nation, pray, says the Lord, pray, for the year of Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord, a year of reversals, overturning, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord, shock. That was from the Hamans have gone out to hunt. March 12, 2025. Word of the Lord. Haman attempted to make a name for himself, and the price was the destruction of his family line. I, the Lord, promote and position. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his capital righteousness, and all these things shall be and will be added unto you. The pruning shall bring forth mature capital fruit in this season. mature capital, including in the capital of Albany, for a surprise rupture of seats is imminent in New York. The winds of change have picked up speed into a whirlwind that shall run down the East Coast. I, the Lord, shall speak through the wind. Are you ready to hear what I, the Lord, Ruach Elohim, have to say in this season? For I, the Lord, am a consuming fire, and the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit shall rest upon capitals and overturn cities at my word. Judgment and deliverance in the same day, says, shall come in multiples. Doors are opening for promotion of what I, the Lord, have promised. Continue to endure amidst attacks. Do not weary of well-doing. However, stand firm in your faith with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and watch what I, the Lord thy God, do in this time. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, who sits in my capital right hand and advocates for you. July 18th, 2025. Capitals. And says the Lord of hosts, Florida, says the Lord, Florida. High alert, says the Lord, high alert. Now that's interesting because Ron DeSantis was on with Sean Hannity last night during the election. Ron DeSantis comes on with Sean Hannity, which was interesting. Leadership must be sober-minded and vigilant, says the Lord, for they seek to move in a string of attacks up the East Coast, says the Lord. An underground railroad has been established to move weapons and supplies. They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. You just voted for the enemy's disciple. You just voted for a disciple of Satan. Haman was a disciple of Satan. Haman was filled with darkness. He was chained by wicked entities to do their bidding. It is the same thing here. The Lord was sounding the alarm about this, a Haman figure that would arise. Then it would be dealt with, but he would arise first. He would take his seat first. They would lay claim, he said, to that seat. And it's happening, which means the decree of destruction has now happened. And Haman has literally been elected on the election in New York City. That's ground zero for 9/11 in an entire month that equals 9/11. Haman 9/11. Can it get any more clear? New York City has elected Haman not only within a month that equals 9/11, within a two-year window that equals 9/11. During a presidency that his presidencies equal 9/11. This is when Haman arises. This is when Haman arises. And it was sudden. Haman suddenly came to power in the book of Esther. Mamdani suddenly comes to power because you've got the kingdom of darkness and you've got Amalek driving this along with the Muslim population that is determined to try to take over this nation. I'm not saying all Muslims want to do this. I understand some of them are very moderate and they just want to live in peace. But there is a population in this nation and CAIR, C-A-I-R, that organization that aids and abets terroristic activities, that worked to put Haman in his seat. And the Democrats made an alliance. They made a dark covenant with Haman. King Ahasuerus made a dark covenant with Haman. King Ahasuerus was also the one then that ordered Haman destroyed when the whole plot reversed. You have conservative podcasters thinking they're doing everybody a favor who helped push this along. but this may be the very catalyst that causes New York to go red. Oh, in Haman, Zoram Mamdani is elected between the two Purims that are marked by blood moons. Blood moons. And will be the mayor during Rosh Hashanah 9/11. This is not an accident, all of this. This is prophetic. Dick Cheney dying the eve before the most consequential election in New York City history, with so much 9/11 attached to it, is prophetic. That plane taking off from George Bush Airport, who happened to be the president during 9/11, and a bomb threat on election day, is prophetic. See, there's a thread here. There is a thread here of 9/11, repent 9/11, Haman 9/11. There's a thread here that we have to wake up to and pay attention to. And I'm telling you, the president needs to call for 3 days of prayer and fasting. National prayer and fasting. Needs to call for it. Needs to call for it. And in fact, as well, because I'm being prompted to right now, I'm going to call for 3 days of prayer and fasting for New York. But the president needs to nationally call for this. But I'm going to call for this as well. And we are going to do it November 9th to November 11th, 9/11. November 9th to November 11th. As much as you can fast and as much as you can stop and pray during those times. Prayer and fasting for 3 days, November 9th to November 11th, for what's happening in New York and in this nation. But I implore you, Mr. President, to call for this nationally. I implore you in this hour with what has just happened. And let me tell you something. The Republicans right now should be getting on their faces before the Lord. On their faces in the halls of Congress. No, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is too busy going on The View. Well, her view is about to change also. Her view is about to drastically change. And I pray she wakes up and she gets back on course. But I'm telling you, they should be on their faces before the Lord right now with what's happened. Crying out to the Lord, humbling themselves before the American, like, but watching, like, letting the American people watch them be humbled before the Lord as the leadership in this nation. This is what should be going on in the halls of Congress. Who cares what Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are saying, because their days are numbered. The leadership of the Republican Party better stop playing politics, identity politics, wheeling and dealing with lobbyists and everything else, and better get back to basics, a solid foundation, and get on their face before the Lord. Because the Lord is allowing this to be sobering, to wake you up for the midterms. To wake you up for the midterms, because the Democratic Party just had a hostile takeover. Let me tell you, Democratic Party, this has been a hostile takeover now within the party, and they ain't going to give it back. So I hope Jeffries and Schumer and the rest of them are happy with the deal they just made with the devil. I hope they're happy with that deal, because the wages of sin is death. In many forms. That's the wage of sin. And that's for the heads of the Republican Party too. You want to try to play the Democrats' games and think you're going to get ahead. Well, now you're in quicksand. What are you going to do about it? You're going to humble yourselves before the Lord in this? Or are you going to go about business as usual, so the American people suffer? They just were allowed to shut down the government to steal elections, to hijack them, however you want to call it. They were just allowed to shut down the government in order to try to take territory that maybe they shouldn't have gotten. And they were allowed to do that. And they took people's benefits away. They took their SNAP benefits. They held them hostage. And they said, if you want your food and your benefits back, you're going to vote the way we say. That is manipulation. That is rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft just got itself on a national scale involved in this election. The Republicans better get back to fighting on spiritual principle and understanding. That's why they need a Department of Spiritual Warfare in Washington, D.C., attached to the Department of Defense, a Department of Spiritual Warfare to understand this, because you can't only fight it in the physical, you got to fight in the spiritual. Those days are over. Over. So we have to understand that in this time. But we're watching this prophetic timeline play out before our very eyes in the book of Esther. As King Cyrus comes in and Esther is on the chair. So we have two prominent figures in the office right now who are named after prominent figures having to do with the times we're in. We got Esther, and we got Cyrus who just came in and laid down. And Toby's here too. So we really need to pray and understand that if the people want to reject Almighty God for a candidate like this, the city, the Lord will turn them over to what they asked for. They can have their Saul. The people have not rejected you, they have rejected me. Give them what they're asking for. They've asked for Haman, and now they're going to get him. And we just have to pray that there's a divine reversal as Chris is walking in. Hi, Chris. We're still live. Okay. What are you doing?
The king is here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cyrus.
We're going to be off in just a few minutes. Oh, I think he wants to try to walk Toby. Chris, if you wait a few minutes, I'll put the leash on Toby. Toby's snarky. Toby is snarky. He's very snarky. All the time. Is he listening? No. Wait, Chris. No. Wait, let me just get off first and then I'll help you. I promise. Can you wait a few minutes? Here, you want to hear? Here, you want me to put it on him? Hold on, everyone. This is life, people. This is life. Toby, come here. Come here. Oh, come to mama. No. Come on. Mommy's on a live, honey. Oh, what a good boy. Okay. I got the leash on Toby. We did it. Chris just comes in whenever he feels like it, people. I don't know. This is my life. This is what goes on. I don't know what else to say. Okay. So I wanted to put up, I'm going to tell you, I did not realize how prophetic this title would be when the Lord had me write this book, Brace for Impact, that's coming out in April. What I'm talking to you about now, prophetically, I wrote before it even happened. So this, you can pre-order. You can go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down. We have the link to Amazon. You can pre-order Brace for Impact. It's got the blood moon right on it, people. So prophetically speaking, we are bracing for impact here. This is a battle. This is a battle, and we can be victorious through Christ Jesus. Also, arcofgrace.org/events. Now, there's a lot on this page. So we have our address. If you need our address, we have links. If you want to be a blessing, we have our Israel trip on there. So we want to go to Israel, May of 2026. Incredible Israel tour. Israel's opening back up. You'll walk where Jesus walked. It's incredible. The Bible comes alive. In Israel, you literally walked where Jesus and the disciples walked. It's absolutely incredible. So you could go look up that as well. We also have the places I'm going to be on there as well. So places I'm going to be speaking is at arcofgrace.org/events. Also, that's all there. Also, we're going to put up Andrew Sorcini first. This is Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can text Andrew at 310-433-3524 or email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. We do have the Cyrus coin with him, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd. And look, the ark with the dove coming back with the olive branch, signaling the storm has passed. And it says, in God we trust, saving grace. So prophetically, this you know, the way this was designed has a lot to do with what's going on now. So we do call it the Cyrus coin. Call Andrew. You know, he's more than willing to help you. If you, you know, it, no matter what amount you have. So please just give him a call, reach out to him. He also does gold-backed IRAs, and him and his team will answer your questions. They are more than happy to do that for you. Also, Grid Down, Chow Down. The two brothers who make an amazing product. They make not only freeze-dried beef that has a 15-year shelf life and a salvation track to come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in every bag, but they do have now beef jerky, and they have jerky for dogs. They actually have a dog jerky as a wholesome grass-fed, grass-finished snack for your dogs. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC for a discount. And you can scroll down and you'll see Grid Down, Chow Down. And you can go on there. They're expanding their line. Given what's happening with the food supply, what's happening with Make America Healthy Again, this is grass-fed, grass-finished. It helps support local farmers as well that are in Oklahoma. So you can go there today and check that out as well. And this is where we're going to close for tonight. I know this was a little longer, but there was a lot to get through tonight, guys. Amazing. Praise God. We're just going to keep marching forth in this. We're just going to keep doing what the Lord is asking us to do in New York right now. The Lord has me stationed for this time in New York. He really does. He has me literally raised up, born and bred in New York, in the city, out of the Bronx, stationed in New York for this time. So please just pray for us in this time as the Lord has me go forth and do what I need to do from this state. And also, we will be putting shorts out the rest of the week, so please watch for those. We will be seeing you in Oklahoma, those of you coming to Pastor Jackson Longmire's church, Sheridan Church, November 10th. I will be there for the Revelation conversation, so we're looking very forward to seeing you there as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and team. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We also have other Psalms there. 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. 35, you contend with those, Lord, who contend with me. You fight against those who fight against me. 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. There are other Psalms as well. Also, Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way in the order of that prayer specifically in order to unlock doors in their life. And so I encourage you to use and utilize that same prayer and incorporate it into your prayer life. Also, we have Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That's also in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures every single day. We have to get used to commanding the morning. The morning, someone is going to command your day. Is it going to be through Christ Jesus and you taking command of that day, or are you going to allow the enemy to command your day? So we're going to be talking about that coming up too, but we have to start doing that as believers. And this is why we encourage you with scripture to do that with. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. God bless. Pray for New York. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural, it is food for your face, wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing, they are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark, so I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies, so it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.